come on. You were supposed to have it there today. Look, can't you get some, you know, make some? All right, look, I don't want to hear any more of your excuses or promises. You just have it there on the ground when my plane lands.
Have what?
Snow. Snow. It's falling everywhere in Wyoming except Jackson Hole. I mean, it's like somebody knows I've got reservations there.
I didn't say a word.
I mean, everybody says go to Aspen. Of course, I had to be different.
Look, even if there is no snow, there's plenty of things you can do in Wyoming. Well, there's horseback riding, hiking, horseshoes.
Oh, God, let it snow.
Cap, I finished the December arrest statistics.
Oh, all right, thank you.
Anything else you need? Typing, filing, fresh towels?
Dietrich, I know you're not too happy on restricted duty, but do me a favor. Do yourself a favor. Make the best of it.
I'm trying, but it's frustrating. I can just sit here and do nothing. I can't go out on a call. I can't carry a gun. I feel like I'm being punished.
You are?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Well, Joe, I know it's Sunday. I know it's tough getting out of bed, and there are a lot of great games on TV.
I went to church.
Oh. I didn't realize you were still,
Well, I haven't been for the last few years, but, this morning I just felt like going.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Which is fine, except that everybody seems to be able to arrange their schedules in such a way that they can still get to work on time.
Yeah, well, I would have, Barn, but... Well, I stuck around a little longer to pray. But it won't happen again.
No, it's okay.
Hello. Can I help you?
I'm here to see Barney.
Oh, sure. Just a second. Barney, friend of yours.
Well, I'm not a friend yet. Bob Schuyler, Plymouth Mutual.
Mr. Schuyler?
We've been authorized by the Police Benevolent Association to offer a comprehensive package of life, accident, and medical to the members of the New York Police Department.
I see. You're selling insurance.
Mm-hmm. Anybody need some?
Excuse me.
I'm busy.
Hey, no thanks, man.
I'm afraid.
Hey, I need some.
Oh, I do. I'm Bob Schuyler, and you are...
Stan Wojciechowicz.
Is that Polish?
Yeah. What, are the rates different?
Oh, no. Not anymore.
I've got a break-in across the street.
Oh, how convenient.
Sure wish I could go.
Harris, you and Wojo.
Let's go, Woj. Got a call.
Okay, look, I'm going to be out for a while.
Oh, that's all right, Sergeant. I can find something to do till you return.
Oh, yeah.
Married?
No.
Thank you.
Would you like a calendar?
No, thanks.
It has a thermometer.
Why does he say so?
You'll notice our words to live by. Every day is a little life, but our whole life is but a day repeated.
Right.
And speaking of whole life, I think we could have a very attractive policy that would provide not only financial security for your loved ones, but also a sizable cash equity buildup.
Can I get my gun back for a second?
Old Barney.
Come on, step right in here.
I have no problem with that.
Excuse me. What do we got?
Barn, did the weather service call back yet?
No.
Oh, excuse me.
Wojo?
Wojo. I'll be with you in just a second.
Bob, take your time.
Barney, this is, Howard Spear. It's Captain Miller.
How do you do, Captain?
Spear. Hey, the security guard over there in the building that they finally finished caught him spray-painting stuff on the walls. Keep away. This building is condemned. This place is a big pile of...
Okay, thank you.
Why can't I say it?
Barney, he also admitted to vandalizing the place during construction, sabotaging the equipment, knocking over big portable...
Hello? Yes, is there any news on Jackson?
Is this a hobby of yours, Mr. Spear?
Nope.
He's an architect. And he says that he designed the building.
Not that building. Mine had terraces and skylights, form and substance. It grew to the sky like a redwood. That's no more than a sterile lump of glass and metal.
I take it they made some design changes on you, huh?
Something like that.
So we contacted the owner, and they're definitely going to press charges.
Myopic Philistines.
Well, I'm afraid we're going to have to book you, Mr. Spear.
Oh, so you're on their side, too?
Well, I don't...
Why not make a few changes, you say? After all, there are no property rights on ideas. In a democracy, art belongs to the people. Isn't that so, Captain?
I really can't...
What time is it?
Well, Joe, you want to book Mr. Spear?
Well, I can't, huh? I gotta talk to Bob.
Harris!
Barney, it's snowing!
Wonderful, wonderful. You wanna book Mr. Spear?
I'm in a good mood. Why not? Mr. Spear, have a seat.
Do you have the time?
Certainly. 1:35.
Thank you.
Any questions, Wojo?
It all looks pretty good. But there's one thing on this accident insurance here.
Oh, you mean our dismemberment bonus schedule?
Yeah. It says here that if I lose one leg, I get $8,000. But if I lose two legs, I only get $11,000. Shouldn't it be 16?
We don't like to encourage people.
Oh, yeah.
When was this building built?
Here when I got here.
Probably about 1920. It has that strong, clean, functional line of that period. It's real. Genuine. Not like that Cortland across the street.
What was that?
Nothing.
Excuse me.
You have the time.
Listen, Spear has an unusual interest in the time.
So?
Well, it's almost like he's got something planned.
Like what?
When he first came in, he said a few things that sounded familiar. Just now he mentioned Cortland.
Keep going.
Cortland was the name of the building in the Fountainhead. Novel by Ayn Rand.
Oh, yeah. Remember... Patricia Neal wore that gown with the fur...
Yeah, remember Gary Cooper played the architect who blows up his own building?
Sign right here, your coverage begins immediately.
Mr. Spear!
Right here.
Mr. Spears, there's something you haven't told us.
Do you have the time?
Mr. Spears, is there a bomb in that building?
Several. TNT chargers with quartz timers.
What time?
2 o'clock.
General, we may have some explosives across the street. Need to get onto the bomb squad.
I can do that.
Harris?
Barney, you said I could go.
Wojo Harris!
Across the street. Make sure that building is cleared. Rope off the area. Take a couple of uniforms with you. You got about 20 minutes, huh?
Okay.
Okay, learn. No unnecessary risks. Come on.
Thanks. Be careful.
Mr. Spear, I promise you, it's going to go a lot easier on you if you'll tell us where those bombs are.
I suppose it would.
Mr. Spear, people are going to get hurt.
Oh, no, Captain. I placed those charges very carefully.
How thoughtful.
Bomb squad just arrived.
Hi. We're lawyers.
Don't do anything stupid or we will.
What the hell is this?
We're here for Joseph Vella.
Who?
Joseph Vella. You busted him this morning.
Yeah, I was the kid Levitt took down the tombs.
Oh. He's not here anymore.
And nobody told us.
Sorry.
So what do we do now?
Let me think.
Yeah, maybe we ought to get their guns, huh?
Good thought.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go. Put it in there.
Look, this is...
Now! No.
This is not gonna work.
Okay, you two four eyes.
I don't have one.
Hey, come on. You're a cop, aren't you?
Huh? Restricted duty.
What's that?
I don't want to talk about it, all right?
Come on, let's have it.
Oh, I don't carry a weapon.
He's a civilian.
Bob Schuyler, Plymouth Mutual Insurance.
Back off or I'll pull your head off.
I get a lot of that.
And what about this guy here, huh?
The prisoner. Get in the cage. Come on, get in the cage.
Right there. Yeah. Four people, one lousy gun, huh?
One can never tell.
Yeah.
Okay, this is what we want.
Lieutenant Jenkins of the bomb squad.
Oh, excuse me.
Bomb squad? Hey, what's he talking about?
We couldn't get it out of him. Look, we're doing the best we can under the circumstances. Yes, we will. If we do, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you call whoever you gotta call, and you tell him to deliver Vella. And $100,000 in unmarked bills in a van out in front in 1 hour. Then you tell them we want a helicopter waiting for us at the Metroport, or else we start wasting people.
Look, you guys don't know this, but we've got a little problem in a building across the street. There's a bomb that may explode in about
12 minutes.
Yeah? Yeah, so I'm afraid your demands will just have to wait.
We got guns.
And we respect that, but I'm afraid you'll just have to bear with us. Just have a seat. I'll be with you as soon as I can.
Okay, freeze right there.
Oh, come on.
Right on top, right here.
Let them.
Just do what they say, Wojo.
Listen, I got a flight that takes off at 3:30, so I got to be out of here no later than 2:15. You understand?
Do what we can. Just put your gun down here.
What's going on down there?
The area's been cleared and their bomb squad's going through the building floor by floor.
All right, get back down there, and if they don't find anything in the next 5 minutes, you make sure they get the hell out of there. Good.
Okay.
Where's he going?
Do you mind?
Okay, he can go. Barney?
Yeah.
I didn't go to church this morning.
What?
It was a lie. I made the whole thing up.
Well, Joe, we can discuss
this. I just couldn't face another one of your lectures.
It's all right. It's all right. Just get out there, will you, please?
Thanks, Mike. I've got a flight booked at 3:30 for Jackson Hole, and I just might not make it. When's your next flight available?
Not until Thursday. Yeah, I know it's snowing. Thanks.
Things ain't working out like we planned.
They seldom do. I know you're probably not thinking about insurance right now, but perhaps you should. Adequate coverage is especially vital for someone in your profession who enjoys no retirement benefits or medical protection and thus may face a very bleak second half, assuming you have one. Now, I can put together a very attractive...
Get him out of here!
Let's talk premiums.
Okay, now it's our turn.
Well, 2.5 minutes, what do you got?
2.5.
Hey, you guys been jerking us around here long enough. I mean, you got people sitting around here, people going in, going out, wasting time with this bozo over here, and ignoring us. I mean, you haven't called in our demands. You haven't called the airport.
What for? They're not going to give you anything. I mean, they're not going to give you your friend. They're not going to give you any money. They're certainly not going to give you an airplane.
And then what are we doing here?
I don't know.
Hey, we got the guns. You take orders from us.
Okay. What do we do?
All right. Everybody stand up.
Yeah, one way.
Now what? There are 50 cops downstairs.
Okay, everybody sit down.
Got about 90 seconds.
Oh.
Hey, listen to me. Look, you're not going to get out of here. Nobody ever has. I know, that's why we did it.
What?
I mean, well, the thing is, we're a new gang. And this is going to be a real coup. I mean... Bust them out of the station house, and... Well, what I mean is... It's tough for a new gang to start. You know, with the mafia and everything. And... This is really going to give us prestige. Help build a reputation.
Believe me, just getting this far is... very impressive.
I'm satisfied. How about you?
You want to give me your gun?
Let me think.
30 seconds.
Don't rush me!
What do you say?
All right. But this better be in the papers. Oh, yeah.
Hey, you forgot this one.
Yeah.
15 seconds. 10. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1.
Very funny, Mr.
God, that felt good.
Put him in a cage.
Then can I go?
Going. Oh, what happened? Anybody hurt?
No, but you missed it. And there was that big muffled roar, and the building just hung there for a second, and then it dropped straight to the ground like a big hand had pushed it down. It was inspiring. Thank you. The bomb squad applauded. Right up.
The new charges on Spear and take a statement. I
think he already made one. I'll get it in writing.
Sir, I'm back. I took Vela to the tombs.
Fine.
I went sailing. You know that building across the street? It's not there anymore.
You heard.
Can I put on an APB? A little tense in here.
Fourth precinct, what'd you hoist?
Well, I suppose there's nothing else for me to do here.
Oh, hi.
We appreciate you coming down, Mr. Schuyler.
Pleasure, Captain.
Oh, he's all right. Here, just a minute.
Barn.
It's Mrs. Miller.
Oh.
Well, if you were offended by that episode, allow us to be a repeat offender. TV Land brings you another tale of crime, punishment, and bad coffee with Barney Miller next as we stay twice as nice all day long.